The One, copyright 1937, by Lillian de Waters. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one. Preface. The first textbook in America on spiritual metaphysics with application to the healing of human problems was published some 50 years ago, and since the publication of that book, multitudes of writers have used their pens, elucidating many of the deep things therein expressed, and have set forth such fuller revelation as appeared to their consciousness. 19 years ago, the one now writing these words published her first book on spiritual metaphysics under the title Journeying Onward. And at that time, and in that book, delivered the basic principles that are to be found in this latest book, The One. During the intervening years, the author has written and published over 20 different books treating the subject, the science of truth, from various angles and for students and readers of various degrees of understanding. In her three latest books called The Kingdom Series, the author presented more clearly than in any of her previous writings the finished kingdom, reality, or the heavenly world, the Christ within, the nothingness of the personal self, and the understanding that may be demonstrated in his name, the practice of truth. Now, in this latest work, The One, the student will find a delightful union and gathering, as it were, of all the paramount facts contained in her complete set of writings, making this book a most valuable book for study and for meditation. In the book Journeying Onward, which was published in 1908, and which was one of the first books of its kind to be placed in the market in America, the author set forth in simple fashion the nothingness of personality, the nothingness of belief, the nothingness of sin, sickness, discord, and the oneness of being as follows. Quote, "It is our ignorance of God that makes us believe that we lose health and life. The right understanding of God proves that man is forever at one with him, reflecting all that is in him and nothing else. The Master came to save us from believing in sin, sickness, death, and those who are following in his steps are destroying these conditions as he did, and are giving God the glory. Sickness seems real to the sufferer, yet it is not a reality, a truth, a right, or normal condition of man. The only devil that one may know is the belief of evil in one's own thought. Prayer is realization of possession. As children of God, man possesses what God possesses. By scientifically understanding these spiritual truths, we are brought into such a consciousness of the allness of God that we behold and receive the manifestation of our desires or prayers. We try to see so clearly the scientific truth that good fills all space, that all errors or mistakes go out of our thought and consequently their manifestations disappear. We strive to be in tune, in touch, or harmony with divine love, so that we may behold the finished work." End quote. What greater vision could one have today than to behold the one life, the one power, the one presence, the one being? Surely this would demonstrate the love of God, the oneness of man in the kingdom of heaven on earth. To see the oneness of man transcends malice, jealousy, strife, war, and blesses mankind with the divinity of heaven. Now, year after year, day after day, we are all approaching nearer and nearer the actual understanding of truth. And naturally, we are all therefore thinking, feeling, and speaking more and more alike on this subject. This is in itself a demonstration of the oneness of man. What one sees, another sees. What one is having revealed to him, another is also having revealed to him. Only a short time ago, there arose in our midst a man of daring and skill, a man so detached from any sense of person or personality that he turned his back to any praise and worship directed to his personal self. A praise and a glory directed to him because, with his silent wings companion, he had triumphed over the dark waters of the Atlantic. As soon as he had demonstrated his vision, others came forward with the same vision and intent. And today, we read in books, magazines, and papers the thoughts and expressions of those who are visioning spiritual heights, visioning the transcension of war, of evil, of death. More clearly, year by year, day by day, this vision will continue until mankind forgets to struggle, forgets to be selfish, forgets to think of personality, but lovingly all will understand that what blesses one blesses all, that truth is impersonal, that truth, when viewed correctly, is loved, worshipped, and understood by all alike. The insight of the hour is the joyous recognition of the nothingness of personality and the allness of the one being. The recognition of the unity and the oneness of man. Laying aside all notion of self and of others, we now bring our willing hearts to worship at the feet of him who gloriously ordained that they may be made perfect in one. Written by the author.